Hello, everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass, and it's time. It's time for It's All About Food. I was just thinking about time and how we got an extra day on February 29th, leap year. Bing, bing, bing. That's a musical leaping for you. And I was just thinking how silly our calendars are. And they're helpful, aren't they? But as some spiritual guides once told me in their way of communicating, there is no time. Even though it's time right now for It's All About Food, whatever that means. I'm glad you're here joining me. And we're going to be tuning in so much love in this hour. So thanks for being there to share in this information. And speaking of sharing, you know, I hope that you share this program with other people. I do this for the love of it. I do it because there's so much information out there that needs to be shared. And I'm sharing it with you, and I hope you share it with others. We have this incredible digital library that's exploding at responsibleeatingandliving.com of 7 years almost worth of – I'm going to be celebrating my seventh year of this program at the end of the month. I just realized that. And we've got all of the programs from all 7 years, most of them transcribed, for you to check out and review. I like to say that even though some of the programs are 6 years old, 7 years old, unfortunately, the material is still quite valid. There are many people out there that haven't heard the latest and greatest like many of you have. So it's all really valuable and it's all worth sharing. Great. You know, I just came back from Costa Rica. I missed my show last week because I was out in the jungle, and it's always amazing. Travel is so amazing. We can learn so much about ourselves, our culture, by seeing other civilizations, other cultures, other peoples. And I find the contrast is so amazing when I go to Costa Rica, not just contrast with the United States, but contrast within that country itself, because I spend some time in their cities of San Jose and San Isidro, and then I head out into the jungle and spend some time there. I stay on a friend's farm. It's profound, and I always learn so much, and it always gives me so much pause. But what I really love about it is being out in nature. It's so stunningly beautiful, and instantly I can de-stress and relax and feel that feeling that there really is no time. At least the time is marked by the sun rising and sun setting. I typically wake up at 4 in the morning when I'm there, and I go to bed at 8 o'clock because I stay in these open-air places, and you really don't want to have the electricity on at night because the bugs come in. And it's a beautiful thing to let nature kind of form your days. Anyway, I'm back in New York, and I'll be talking more about my experiences there because I'm sure there'll be lots of things that will be reminding me of that experience. But meanwhile, if you haven't been to the What Vegans Eat daily blog that I put up at responsibleeatingandliving.com, you can see my past week in Costa Rica in terms of the foods that I was eating while I was there. And there's some other nice, pretty pictures that I put up on the blog as well. Let me know what you think. I'm at info@realmeals.org, and I always want to hear from you. Cool. Let's move on. My first guest is D. Anthony Evans. And he knows what it takes to face down life's biggest challenges and beat them. A child of a single mom, he was born with neurofibromatosis, a rare genetic condition where dangerous tumors grow on nerve tissue. Often benign, they can become malignant, resulting in malignant peripheral nerve sheath tumors, an aggressive form of cancer. And in 2012, D was diagnosed with this aggressive form of cancer. 9 life or death surgeries, risking paralysis within 11 months, followed as doctors removed 325 tumors, one of them over 2 pounds. He was given 6 months to live. Survival rates are low, but there are those who survive. It has been over 4 years. Congratulations, D. Anthony Evans, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for having me, Karen. It is truly an honor and a blessing. Thank you.
I agree, and I'm glad you're alive. And we only have a short amount of time on this program, and there's so much to learn from you and be inspired from. You have this incredible essence for life. And I wish we could bottle it and share it with people.
It's just, you know, when you go through what I've been through, and this is one of my quotes that I hold dear to my heart, like, I never thought that facing death would show me how to live, meaning that I don't even think I was living until my life was on the line. Because now when I get up, it's about air and oxygen and love and light and the things that I took for granted. So I'm not bitter by any stretch of the imagination. This was kind of the best thing that ever happened to me in some type of weird way. And I'm just blessed and encouraged to be alive, Karen. I really am.
I'm going to say that I agree that is a kind of a weird way. You know, we haven't really talked, but I think you know that I'm a survivor of advanced ovarian cancer. I'm not going to say I'm glad it happened to me. I'm not. I don't wish that kind of thing on anybody
ever. Well, I congratulate you on you didn't survive. You're clearly thriving. There's a difference. You are a thriver. So congratulations on that note.
Thank you. So anyway, you have survived not only an aggressive form of cancer, but you've survived all kinds of challenges in life. And maybe you can just give us a little brief summary of that.
Okay, so as you said, I was born with neurofibromatosis, again, which is a rare neurological disorder that causes tumors to spontaneously form on your peripheral nerves anywhere in your body without notice. Most NF patients are on a number of medications, but I kind of found my solace in my way of dealing with the pain through fitness and exercise. This is at a young age. And it really made sense to me when I was about 8 of what I really had. I knew I had tumors. We used to call them birthmarks, and then the doctor made it very clear what my condition meant to me. To be perfectly honest, for 35 years, it was my secret. People that have known me my entire life did not know that I was fighting a disease that's basically the conduit for cancer. I had this amazing basketball career ahead of me. Been jumping roughly 5 feet since I was in seventh grade.
Wow.
Everybody that's from where I'm from knew if I stayed out of trouble, kept my grades up, and kept working at my craft, that, you know, I had a very, very good chance on going far with basketball. But, you know, all of this was happening at one of the roughest times of my life because I was not only fighting my battle with my disease and keeping it a secret, I was watching my mother. And, you know, my mother was my mother and my father. And I was watching her, you know, lose her battle to AIDS and HIV, you know, which literally, when she died, transformed my life into that of an orphan overnight. It was the second week of junior year. And it really devastated me. I had lost the two things that meant anything to me, and that was basketball and my mother. I lost the basketball because many people don't know that neurofibromatosis, prior to the president changing the law, was a pre-existing condition. And, you know, up until 2010, my whole community, the insurance company had been getting away with deeming our tumors cosmetic. Even though they are the conduit to a sarcoma that is almost certain death in every case, when you have MPNST, but I mean, we're very expensive patients. I'm at $4 million in 29 months. I get it. On the capitalism side, on the moral side, it's horrible because a whole lot of people have perished simply because they couldn't be covered. But what I'm getting at is the University of Chicago was doing a study in 1993 that my guidance counselor at high school and my mother were very excited because I'm finally going to get covered. For my likeness and my pictures, I would actually get an operation. There was a tumor on my left knee that was bothering me, but I had been dealing with it. But again, they were excited that somebody was finally going to do the surgery for free. But I specifically had asked my doctor, if I do this surgery, will I be able to play basketball and suit up by August 1st? Where I'm from, no matter what, you have to be suited up and ready to go to secure your spot on the team. And there are no exceptions. Wow. And my doctor kind of minimized. I really, at 16, didn't get the gravity of what neuro meant, nerves, and how important your nerves are to jumping and just movement in general. And I went ahead and let him do the operation. And in a nutshell, I just wasn't who I needed to be by August 1st. Had to forfeit my spot on the team. And then September 13th, the second week of junior year, I lost my mother. So the two things I was getting up in the morning for had been taken from me in less than 90 days.
Yeah.
Hit the street, got recruited by a street gang. The very dark 8 or 9 years, I would use alcohol and drugs because I was D, and D didn't have problems, and D didn't share problems because I'm, you know, I had my pride, my ego.
Yeah.
And I would have these times of the year where I would fall apart, but I'd do it away from everybody. My mother's death date, September 13th, I would fall apart, get submerged in drugs and alcohol. Then I'd be okay to our birthday, which is December 21st. I was born on her birthday, and I fall apart again and get through those 3 days. Then I'd be good till Mother's Day. And then it'd be this vicious spiral. I could never get in front of the year because every time I think I'd have my stuff together, another one of these target dates would present themselves. And, you know, in 2000, I woke up in Alexi and Brothers Behavioral Health Center for trying to kill myself.
What turned everything
the most
around?
Amazing thing. Huh?
What turned everything around? I mean, clearly you're not that person anymore.
Yes, that hospital stay, actually. That hospital stay, I don't know what this doctor saw in me. I know he sees people who come in combative and want to end their lives that are abusing drugs and alcohol all the time, but he made it very clear to me that because I was a harm to myself and I was combative, meaning I was a harm to others, that he would take my rights away if I didn't participate in group. So he broke me at about 3 weeks, and that's only because he put me on the side of the hospital with the people who were talking to napkin holders, and, you know, and he became very lonely, and I raised my hand for help, and it was through some amazing counseling sessions and, you know, one-on-ones that we got to the root of all of my pain. And it was real simple. I never grieved for my mother. I never grieved, ever.
Yeah.
You know, there was never a grieving period, and I compartmentalized, and then I exploded. And then life was looking good for quite some time, but I had not returned to my doctor, you know, even when I got my act together, because I was still holding on to the resentment that he lied to me about the severity of the operation when I was 16, because I felt like I would have went to, I had 6 scholarships on the stage, possibly, a contingent upon me graduating and keeping my grades and continuing to play. I had opportunities, and I felt like if I could have just leaned on basketball, you know, and not lost the basketball and my mother at the same time, I might not have had the same hard times. It might not have taken me 9 years to get my stuff together. It might have only took 3 because I would have been submerged in school with the support system. But I say all that to say I did not see this man until 2012 when my neurofibromatosis had brought me to my knees in the form of extreme back pain. Got me to the hospital. Yeah, but I know you want to ask me some because I'll keep talking.
I know.
Talking,
well,
Karen.
I know
you've
got an incredible story, and we can't hear it all. So
I know.
I think you've given a really great background of where you're coming from, and you had many. You had 9 surgeries, high risk, and now you were given 6 months to live, and here it is
six
4 years later, and you're alive.
Yes.
And what
yes,
do you
ma'am.
Attribute that to?
I attribute that to my positive mindset, my plant-based revolution within myself, and ramping up my fitness and exercise regimen. I have a plant-based aunt that kind of introduced me. Her name is Lisa Mitchell, and she introduced me to the plant-based way of life early in 2012 because she had cured herself of some ailments, some life or death ailments as well, and made it very clear to me that if I continued on my bodybuilding, strength man, typical diet, whey protein and 40 pounds of chicken breast a month, 10,000 calories a day, it would expedite my death, like very fast. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was paranoid, and this is the first time I've ever really listened to her as it pertains to food. She's that aunt that would come to Thanksgiving and tell everybody that they're eating dead birds. Like, you get your plate and you'll run to the basement just because, you know, here she comes. But I say that with a smile on my face. She's also the aunt that saved my life and painted the picture that I needed to see, you know, in relation to disease and the things you put in your mouth. So I attribute the beginning transformation to my Aunt Lisa, and then I got introduced to Master Vegan Plant-Based Chef David Choi. And then he kind of really wrapped his arms around me, adopted me as a third son, and just made an agreement. I will feed you, and I will push you up, push your star as far up. He's a Buddhist monk, too. I'm going to push you up. I just need you to spread this message and do a 360, and when you do that, I need you to help everybody in your periphery. So I have dedicated the entire rest of my life to advocacy, awareness, and the promotion of plant-based living. And Master Chef David Choi's teachings are real simple, that everybody has cancerous cells, every single one of us, but they activate in certain people's bodies for whatever reason, but the common denominator is cancer cells love acidity. And if you can manage to withstand the discipline it takes to remove meat, dairy, yeast, and sugar from your diet, you will not kill your cancer, because he doesn't believe in killing anything. If it's in you, it's a part of you, so you need to love it too. You're simply making an agreement with it. And he said this is a mind thing as well, D, because you can stop eating all the meat, but cortisol acid is just as bad as a pork chop. Now, I didn't really get that until I got it. And all I know is that if you type in my cancer, MPNST, malignant peripheral neurological sheath tumor, all you have to do is type in the acronym and the word survivor, my face pops up in the entire galaxy. There's few people alive, but they're on life support or in a hospital or on chemo. I do 200 pull-ups a day.
Wow.
I train for 6 hours. I'm in the best shape of my life, and the only thing I've done is ramp up my fitness, double up on my plant-based intake, and promote this positive mindset. That's it. That's
I love
my
it.
Secret.
I'm applauding you.
That is my secret. That's my secret.
Isn't that crazy?
I,
so
it's
simple.
It's hard to
so
believe.
So beautiful.
But I am here. Like,
you're
and
here.
I'm not just surviving and hanging on. Like, I'm thriving. You know? And my mission, I believe, is to not diss modern medicine, but it's to let people know that they're, even if you're on chemo, that is very important that you strengthen your black white blood cell count, your immune system. And the only way to do that is through earth-grounded food. Like, you're not synthetically going to rebuild your immune system. and it sustained. Right. You know, so I'm not the chemo basher. I didn't do it myself. I don't really agree with it personally, but to each his own. But if you do it, you especially need to get on a plant-based lifestyle more than anybody else to not
That's
only
right.
flush the toxins out, but to work on reestablishing the immune system the chemo has wiped out. Because, no, the cancer's gone, it's dead, but now you're going to die from a cold. I mean, you know, somebody sneezed on you. You touched something at the gym. Now you're walking around. I mean, and that's really what an AIDS patient is. They don't have an immune system. I mean, that's what chemo kind of reduces you to. And that's just my message, Karen, in a nutshell.
Well, that's a beautiful message. And, I mean, your story is incredible, and the fact that you're alive when most people who have this malignant peripheral nerve sheath tumors don't live, if that doesn't blow people away about the power of plants plus a positive attitude,
yes, ma'am.
Because that's really important. You have to have that will to live,
right.
And you clearly
right.
have it. You know, you mentioned
right.
earlier that this original ailment that you had, neurofibromatosis, because of pre-existing conditions, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because for people who think Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, is problematic, one of the greatest things it did was eliminate this awful
yes,
pre-existing
ma'am. Yes,
condition
ma'am.
Nightmare.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think we can all agree. We might have got some doctors to do 3 surgeries pro bono, but not 9. Not 9 9-hour operations. They just it's just too much money. Everybody has their opinion about the president, but
yeah.
this is a fact. Had you not changed that little clause in the law, I wouldn't be here. And there's no
yep.
question about that.
Okay, so
no question at all in my mind.
This is something, it may sound a little trivial, but you said that the doctors or the insurance people considered this neurofibromatosis, the symptoms, these spots and tumors that you had, to remove them was cosmetic. And
yes.
I'm just wondering, here you are, a young boy, and you had them, and we're a very vain society where image is very important. So you must
exactly.
have had a lot of esteem issues to begin
yes,
with, because
yes,
you had these problems.
Yes, yes, I'm tumor boy. And this is why. So you wake up every day knowing you're tumor boy, but you don't even feel comfortable enough to own it and share it. So for the first 10 years of your life, they're moles. And they're,
yeah.
then, you know, they just more of them come. And then, no, they're not looking like moles anymore. They're looking like tumors. And my mother just happened to instill in me that I'm beautiful no matter what. But it's funny you say that, because I have an organization I'm founding called Cherie Inspires, named after my mother, because she was my inspiration. While she was dying from AIDS, she's in front of my high school with condoms, HIV prevention literature, and a megaphone trying to save the entire world in 93 when AIDS was the worst thing you want to say you have, period.
Yeah.
And so what my organization is going to do is grant wishes for my tumor kids, my introverts, my kids that often kill themselves. Like, our suicide rates
mm-hmm.
are upward to the 26th percentile, just because by the time, like, these kids live in a Google era. And if you Google what we have, it says nobody's actively looking for a cure. It doesn't affect a high enough proportionate amount of people. There's pain, there's cancer, and there's more drugs. And that's, I've gotten so many inboxes, emails, and people just reaching out in general. Like, I was really going to hurt myself, because I don't wish this upon anybody to wake up and feel like bees are stinging you all day, because that's what this feels like. Every tumor is on a nerve. Every morning you get up, it's like you're being shocked every morning of your life. And to a child that doesn't have a support system like I had, you know, it's no point to go forward. So for this community, I am their Superman. I am their hero. I am the guy doing what all of the doctors have told us is not possible for people with this condition. And what my organization aims to do is grant wishes to these children. We don't even qualify for most of these programs until our tumors become malignant. I'm not going to say any names or badmouth any organizations, but it's a lot of prerequisites to doing something for a sick child. And I don't think that's right. I don't think you need to have one foot in the grave to qualify to make you feel special for a day. So that's what I aim to do, and that's why I believe I'm here specifically for this group of people who have to die so everybody else can get the funding. We get that, but I refuse to quit there. I got a little platform. I got a little momentum. I got a little steam, and I'm about to, Karen, I'm trying to take it to wherever I can go to be that light for this group of people, and everybody else I inspire is a bonus.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions. One is, you mentioned you're starting an organization called Sherry Inspires. Is there a website or a way we can find out more about it?
We have just got the okay from the state, and we're waiting for the federal tax exemption. But yes, D. Anthony Inspires. That's DANTHONY Inspires.com. If you check in periodically, they're revamping that site, but that's where all the information will be that would direct you to Sherry Inspires once we're fully up and running. But we've already got the state exemption. We're just waiting for the federal exemption, and then we'll be in full.
That's great. Well, maybe we'll have to resume this conversation another time when you've got that going and things are more active there. But the other thing I wanted to mention is, here it is, you're one person, you're one data point that shows the power of plant-based eating on a very aggressive form of cancer. And people like to qualify different cancers as different. They like to describe all diseases as different and identify them. I think they're the things that plague humanity in terms of chronic diseases, they're all the same disease, and people just express them differently. And you must know that plant-based foods are our first line of defense for prevention and for staying strong during whatever treatment you may need or choose.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I wholeheartedly agree with you. It was the beginning of nutrition, and, you know, it's either going to sustain us or end us. If we continue to contaminate the green hemisphere, it's over. Like, everything goes back to the plant. I just hope everybody wakes up before it's too late. Like, everything goes back to the plant. Everything.
That's right. Well, Dee, I am so impressed and so in awe. You know, I say this from time to time, but they come up with these percentages in terms of survival rates for certain diseases, and I think there are things in those numbers that aren't related to the disease itself. There's whether you have the love surrounding you or not, and how much stress is in your life, and whether you're affluent or poor. And there are so many things that affect your ability to survive a disease that we don't even realize. And, you know, you mentioned that you had a great support system, and that's huge. Plant-based foods
it is,
and love.
It is, and it wasn't much. It was a single mother, you know, but it was enough. Like, she knew what to say. Like, I thought I was handsome, and I had tumors all over my body. That just was the power of her word, you know? She was amazing.
Yes.
She was an amazing woman.
Okay, D. Anthony Evans, you are Superman. You are awesome. I'm so glad you're out there, and the world needs you, and all those children that have that unfortunate rare genetic condition, they definitely need to hear from you. So thank you, and all the best with your future company, the DMV Inspires.
I appreciate you, Karen, and anybody that's looking to get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook at D. Anthony Trains, or just type in D. Anthony Evans in the search bar. On Twitter, I'm D'Anthony Trains. Instagram, I'm D'Anthony Trains. And the email is D'Anthony Trains, T-R-A-I-N-S, at gmail.com. That's D'Anthony Trains at gmail.com.
Thank you, D'Anthony Evans, so much. All the best to you. Live long
Thank
and prosper.
Thank you so much, and you have an absolutely amazing day and continue to be amazingly you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. That was amazing, was it not? I mean, if you think you've got problems, this man went through an incredible journey, and through the power of plant foods, he is so strong. 200 pull-ups. Did you hear that? Amazing.